This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Invisible Weapons by John Rode, read by Gordon Griffin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. The Adaminster Affair. Chapter 1. It was very hot in the charge room of Adaminster Police Station. Sergeant Claude mopped his head with one hand while he held the telephone receiver with the other.
"Yes, sir. Yes, sir," he repeated at intervals. "Certainly, sir. I will take the necessary steps at once. I'm very sorry that you've been subjected to this annoyance. Good morning, sir."
He put the instrument aside and growled.
"Alfie Prince again," he exclaimed. "I don't know what we're going to do about that chap Linton."
"What's he been up to now?" asked Constable Linton, the only other occupant of the room.
"Oh, the same old game. Going round to people's houses asking for fags and cursing if he doesn't get them. This time it's Colonel Exbury. It seems that he went round there and that the Colonel had the devil of a job to get rid of him. He's not a bit pleased and wants to know what we mean to do about it."
"I can't make Alfie out," said Linton, scratching his head. "He'll do a day's work with anybody in the town when he feels like..."